يبقى نخدم بيك تاني لما يشوف مبدئيا لو كانت تيجي اربعه في المية من المعرض كمان بلان فوق انت لو
قوي even they mature this one dictated commercial then it works the way letter for letter. It's also very important. The whole Parashat Balta, most of the bulk of the Parashat Balta is based on the Parashat Bichtav. You have over here in the air, you have some halachas and measures of Sinai, which have by definition. Halachas and measures of Sinai means the Jewish has absolutely no law and no remedy in the Kumish at all. But the bulk of Parashat Balta is what's derived from its sutras. It's very important to know Tanakh and to know the sutras. Okay, just a few words on the parsha, and then we'll call it quits. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Yaakov Avinu when he's running away from his brother, Hinei Anochi Yitzoch Hishmaticha B'chol Asher Teilach. Hinei Anochi Imoch, excuse me, Hishmaticha B'chol Asher Teilach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Yaakov Avinu at this time that he's going to have a special Hanhova Nisus, a special Hashgacha Pratis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a Hashgacha Pratis. And Hashgacha Pratis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks around at generally speaking what's going on in the world, Hashgacha on all of mankind and all the fish and all the animals, and then he gives Hashgacha Pratis on all the human beings. The Rambam writes in the book that he's not Hashgacha Pratis to animals, only to human beings. As a pasuk in Shayosha like that. The thing with the Rambam, and later our friend quotes it, is in the Mishnah like that. No. Hashgacha Pratis to every individual person. But the closer, the Rambam writes in the book, and the closer the person is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the closer Kav Hashem Mechol Tera, the closer HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be with him. So the tzaddikim who are close to the Klal Yisrael, that they are Klal, are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they have more of a Hashgacha Pratis, more of a Hashgacha Nisus, the Ma'alim HaNatev. And the individuals within Klal Yisrael who are close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than other individuals will have even a stronger Hashgacha Pratis. That's what we mean when we say Baruch Merachem Al Horet, Baruch Merachem Al Abir, Baruch Merachem Al Horet. The Abu Dham quotes from the Rishonim before. Baruch Merachem Al Horet says Mi Rachman. It means that he has Hashgacha Pratis on the whole world. And then Baruch Merachem Al Abir, he gives Hashgacha Pratis on each and every individual person. And the behemoth, the Rambam has in Rishonim that it's not. They're not people. He has Hashgacha Pratis on each and every individual person. So here the pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu was promised the Haftocha, that the Haftocha was not only to Yaakov. This is to the whole Klal Yisrael. And Hinei Anochi Imoch, I personally will be with you, with Yaakov Avinu, with the whole Klal Yisrael, to give more of a Hashgacha Pratis than the Umos Olam have. That's how the Ramban writes on Chumash in several places. He writes the whole sugya at the end of Masechah Shabbos, where the Gemara has Mamash HaSugya V'Agadatim, stressing the theme of Ein Mazal Yisrael, Mazal meaning that all of the Umos Olam are Tachas Shlitas HaKachov Mahamazalas, except for Bnei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu. Hayoti also hachutza. He said, "Same it's Tagmini Shalchoda." Avraham Avinu is now Jewish, and the Klal Yisrael has the Hanhoga Nisus L'Maila Min HaTeva. So we are not Tachas Hashkum, Tachas Shlita Fakachov and Bahamazolas. It is true that Hashgacha Pratis for God, but there's a closer Hashgacha Pratis for, let's say, the people who sit near my desk. I have more Hashgacha Pratis on them than the people who sit in the back of the room. So the Baruch Shalom is not the Korav Hashem L'Chol Torah. So the Baruch Shalom, those who feel closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will is both L'Teiva and not L'Teiva. The Rambam writes in the book, is both L'Teiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ragli Hasidav Yishma, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect the Tzadikim, the Hasidim, or the Misnagim Horim, which is supposed to protect them too. If they're very close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Ragli Hasidav Yishma, he will protect the Tzadik in an instance where he will let the Rasha drop dead, so the Tzadik, he will go out of his way to protect the Tzadik. And in the reverse direction also, the ones who are closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu medachtik and tzaddik of Hutasaira, he punishes them more for the slight averis that they do than he would punish other people. Moshe Rabbeinu was punished for some aver that we don't know exactly what the aver was. Chaim HaKadosh Baruch Hu has lived off all the different sheikhs, and we still know a lot of young aver. What was the aver? Yitzirak. He said Shimonu Hamayrim, he screamed at the Bnei Yisrael, got cast, whatever. We don't know exactly what the aver was. He did some kind of a slight aver that if you or I would have done an aver, wouldn't be considered an aver at all. But for Moshe Rabbeinu, that was a terrible aver because HaKadosh Baruch Hu medachtik im tzaddikot b'chut hasayir. So that's the idea of this pasuk. That's what the Ramban writes. Hinei Anochi Imoch is the theme of Hashgacha Pratis for Yaakov Avinu as representing Klal Yisrael. Bnei Yisrael al ha'maila min ha'teva. That we are not tachas shlita shakachov mehamazolos. This meal is supposed to represent that. That's how the Ramban writes on Chumash al-pi kabbalah. Avraham Avinu, hinei, how does the prophet say? Hinei b'ris yitzchak. Yos b'ris yitzchak. How does the prophet say? find it possible. Is it possible that we read something like Hine Brisa Ito, so the Ramban writes that the connotation of that expression is the same as Hine Anochi Imo, that there it says Ito, and here it says Imo, has the same meaning, that this Bris Milo is a representation, is representative of the fact that the Nei Yisrael has this special Hashgoha Nisus, Hashgoha L'malo Ben Atel. All of history has a pattern. Physically has nothing to do, but just like the Tzohu gave this simen in our bodies to indicate that we are special. Special in what sense? That we have a special Hashgoha Nisus.
That's the same idea that the special thing before it, you know, has any capability to say how
this is part of it. Yes. This is part of it. That's in fact what the Nesivin, his commentary on Chumash, writes. That why is it that Echad B'Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah L'Malchei Yisrael and Echad B'Nissan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malchei Yisrael? That the Mishnah and the Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Rosh Hashanah. So he says because B'Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam Yisum. Because we send Rosh Hashanah Hayom Haras Olam, today is the birthday of the world. And the Tishrei Nivra Ha'olam, so all the Chukei HaTeva were instituted when initiated in Tishrei. So that's the beginning of the new year, as far as the physical world is concerned, is always Tishrei. So in physics, and chemistry, and mathematics, and in the history of Umas Olam, history is also. There are rules and regulations of history, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he made the Chukei HaTeva of history. So that was also created in Sheshes Nevi'im. So when Echad B'Tishrei comes along and you count in history, so then I consider Echad B'Tishrei the beginning of a new year for Malchei Yom HaSaron, for all of non-Jewish history. When it comes to Jewish history, then we say no, it is not Echad B'Tishrei, it's Echad B'Nissan, because Nissan is the Chodesh of Nissan. Nissan was the Chodesh HaGeula, that's the month in which Yetzias Mitzrayim occurred. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, HaChodesh is Alachem Rosh Chodoshim, that for Bnei Yisrael, history begins from Nissan, because Bnei Yisrael Alam Alam and Atev, our history is a different kind of a history. I remember when I was in high school, we had readings in an English course. I remember we read an essay by one of the mayors of one of the cities in the United States, who had written 40 years before Pearl Harbor, that in 40 years from now, on a Sunday morning in December, the Japanese will attack the Americans in Pearl Harbor, in Japan. And he explained why. He said, because the Japanese have this sheet that they like to have a surprise attack. And in December the nights are longer. And on Saturday night the Americans always shake the home. They dance and they sleep very late on Sunday morning because they don't go to work. And he shuts up. He assessed that it would take around 40 years for the Japanese to get angry enough at the Americans to attack them. The Kachava. And they didn't read the essay. They attacked 40 years on a Sunday morning in December, 40 years later. So what's the pshat that he had Ruach HaKodesh? He didn't have Ruach HaKodesh. He understood history well. So if you have a good chush for history, just like someone who knows astronomy can predict an eclipse of the sun or the moon or something, someone who knows mathematics can predict what 2 and 2 is. I say 34. The kids push on a computer 2 and 2 and I say 4. Hey, Daddy, how did you know? I studied higher mathematics. I have Dr. Mann for mathematics in the college. That's what I remember from mathematics. So if a person knows chemistry or physics, let's say you mix two chemicals together, I'll say that's going to explode, that's not going to explode. How do I know Ruach HaKodesh? You don't know Ruach HaKodesh? If you know chemistry or you know physics, you know what the result will be if you do this thing. So the same is true in history. If a person knows this kachma of history, he can predict an event. That only applies to only Masoilam history. When it comes to history of Yisrael, that's what the Ramban says. This is one of the main Yisraelis of Aramuna, that Ein Mazal Yisrael, as far as those who Malam and Atar, the history of the Jewish people doesn't have a rise and a fall. It zigzag, goes up, goes down, goes up, and goes down. When we observe the mitzvah Atar, then it goes up. When we do our berries, then it goes down. That's the Chumash says. It says in the Torah, if you observe the laws of Shemitah, then you will be Matzliach. If you violate the laws of Shemitah, then you will lose Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban writes the Chumash, isn't that ridiculous to Derech HaTeva? That because we violate the laws of Shemitah, so we should be chased out of Eretz Yisrael. What's the correlation? What's the connection? What's the relationship? Doesn't make any sense. The answer is no. The Torah says in the Tzedek, when you do the mitzvahs, then you succeed. If you do the averus, then you don't succeed. That's what it means. Ein Mazal Yisrael, that the Jewish nation is not tachashrut, that tachafat ma'amazon. They are not subject to the rules and regulations of history that all the human soul are subject to. Nobody can predict. They keep on predicting the demise of Orthodoxy in America, the demise of Judaism in America. You can't predict it. completely unpredictable. There are no chukiyat ever for the Jewish people. All the sociological rules and regulations only apply to the Ummah Sarai. Doesn't apply to Medina Sisrael. Medina Sisrael, the Dera HaTeva, should not have come into existence in the first place. The whole thing was Tilekloim and should not continue to exist. The Dera HaTeva. The answer is that, like the Kilk Mar Kukin expression, that Bar Yisrael is Halacha L'Mashe Mishtina. Halacha L'Mashe Mishtina means L'Mayla Mar HaTeva. But that's the expression that he used. Bar Yisrael is Halacha L'Mashe Mishtina. Because the Gemara says Gemiri, so let's call the Shrift an insult. So Gemiri usually means Halacha L'Mashe Mishtina. So the Gemara says they have Halacha L'Mashe Mishtina, they like call the Shrift an insult, that a shaved will never be wiped out in Kuala Yisrael. The Gemara in Yeshnechon is giving all the dinam of the Yerushas. The Gemara says, if I die, my sons get Yerushas. My son's not alive, so their children get. They have no children, my daughter's get. The daughter's not alive, so their children get. No daughters, and my father gets. So on and so forth. All Cheshmer, who gets? Then the Gemara says, they're all dead. So it goes to my second cousin, third cousin, 25th cousin, goes back to him. Then the Gemara says, why don't you say that if the whole Shevet is wiped out, that goes to all the other Shvatim? So the Gemara says, Gemiri, we have a Kabbalah, it's tradition, the Lord called the Shevet, so that an entire Shevet will never be wiped out. So that's what Rav Kook used to say, they quote. The Gemiri in the Gemara, whenever it says Hilchas or Gemiri, whenever it says Gemiri, it always means Halacha L'Mashe Mishtina. Halacha L'Mashe Mishtina means like Hilchas of Leitan. A din that has no mock on the Chumash. Kach Nehmer Halacha. That's what he said, that probably says Halacha L'Mashe Mishtina. That's what it means. There's a Haftokha in the verse from that we won't be wiped out. But the both of them will return, yeah. But there are still members of the Aseret HaShvatim who were. When the Aseret HaShvatim wanted to go, there were members of the Aseret HaShvatim who were in Eretz Yisrael. It didn't stay like that in Ezra Mechem. No, we may be from the Aseret HaShvatim. We're not the big Aseret HaShvatim who got lost. They attacked the lost. We don't know where they are. And the Gemara has the whole Machlokes, but they're going to come back, not going to come back. The Gemara passed is that they're Akum. They have a din of Akum. The Gemara in Bamba says that the Chachamim passed and they have a din of Goyim now, because they're totally assimilated, so they lost the Kedusha Yisrael. But amongst those who stayed in Eretz Yisrael, in the days of Ezra Nehemiah, there were representatives from Aser HaShvat. So they were all spoken represent. That's why the Rabbein Tam holds that Yehovah was their right, it is Man by Hashem. Ayatat Kol Yeshveho Aleho. The Rashi says that Yehovah was only the Rabbein and his Man by Hashem, because Kol Yeshveho Aleho means you have to have the majority of the Jewish population at that time living in Eretz Yisrael. They didn't have it. Because the majority of the Jews lived in Babel. They lived in Chutzlah. And the Rabbein Tam is Gitman HaShaleach disagrees with Rashi. And says that Yehovah B'Gman Ba'isheni was their Raisa because they had representatives of each one of the Shvatim, and that's called Kol Yashvei Olam, as long as every Shevet is represented. And they quote the Pesukim from Ezra. So it says there were very few, but there were a few thousand from every Shevet represented.
I heard it, but I'm not getting signed. The Glock, to which they are coming from, you know, I'm going to say so, the only reason for having that is the question being out of history, or
no, not the question of holding out of history. He wasn't, I don't think he was so good enough. based on Zohar, based on Kabbalah. In fact, I spoke at the Yom Kippur conventions. I said other things I never spoken about in Yeshiva, that they quoted the name of the Vilna Gaon. That's all I'll say it over now. They quoted the name of the Vilna Gaon, and he told the Talmidim that he can find a remnant for everything and everybody in the Chumash. Like the Ramban says, you can find a remnant for everything in Hazinu. So they go and said you can find the remnant. So they asked, where's the remnant for the Vilna Gaon? Where are you? So he said, Eben Shlomo. Eben Shlomo is a Russian famous, and Yahu Ben Shlomo. So that's famous. That was from the Gaon. There's a sefer called Eben Shlomo, where they have a likur of all of the birthmarks from the Gaon and topically arranged. What does the Gaon have to say about Bias HaMashiach? What does he have to say about learning Torah? What does he have to say about Shmiras HaMitzvot? So the collection of Bir Avraham Mishlon, Bir Avraham Ovid, and Bir Avraham Rechayim, and on the Sefer Bittis, and on the Zohar. They have a likur of everything. That's why it's called Eben Shlomo. But the whole world goes as follows. Why did the Gaon of Vilna pick on Eben Shlomo, which is in Parshas Ki Tzeitzo? Couldn't find something in Bereishis and Melech Lechucha. But he explained why that he says the 10 Sedris and Chumash Devarim on Mechuvan Keneged, the 10 centuries of the Elef HaShishi. The Gemara says that the world is going to last for 6,000 years. So the Elef HaShishi, after the year 5,000, for the year 6,000, is going to have 10 centuries. Like every 1,000 years. So there are 10 Sedris in Devarim. I give time that there are not 10 Sedris. There are 11 Sedris. So he says it means Tam Layela, Kayadula, that's correct. Tam Layela, Kayadula counts as one third. I don't know what that means, Kayadula. Tam Layela counts as one third of Kayadula. And then he said that since he lived in between 1740 and 1840, so that was in the, in 1940 began Shnas Tov Shin. That's the beginning of 5700. And 1840 began, 5,600, right? Chaverish. And then he thought I was top cook. So in 1740 was top cook. So going from 1740 to 1840 was the era, was the 6th century. Was the 6th century of the Elevashim. So that's why he had to look in Parshas Ki Tetzeh for his remnant. Because he lived at that period of time. So that's why he looked, that's why the end of Parshas Ki Tetzeh has his, you know, Rebbe Shlomo about cheating in business. But you have to have honest weights and scales and so on. That's why he looked in Parshas Ki Tetzeh. So I just, that's what the Gomer done. And then the one who published it in the name of the Chaim Volozhin, he said this over the name of the Ramazan. He found the Remez of Chaim Volozhin also in Parshas Ki Tetzeh, and he didn't want to tell everybody what the Remez was because of his Anova. The guy writes, the one who writes it over is not sure who's Anova, the Glenn's Anova, or Chaim Volozhin, they're not sure why he didn't want to say what the Remez comes from. So the one who published this around 50 years ago. So he writes that we see the Remez for what's happening in this century. From 1840 till 1940, he lived through the beginning of the Nazi Zayrit. But he says that's Mechuvan Keneged the Pesach that appears in the seventh parsha, mainly in Kisava is the Pesach. And then I added on that if you look in Parsha Kisav Vayelach, that after 1940 you have in Mitzvah Hakamas Hamdina. And you have have the Jews coming back there, so then you have all the Baba Tshuva movement, the whole Mitzvah Tshuva is written there. And then you have Ksiva Sefer Torah, so the Baba Tshuva is written there. How do everybody write Sefer Torah? So you follow along the lines, I didn't mention that at the end. You don't want to get involved in any I don't know, maybe that has something to do with the Vilna Grand Chesed as to when HaKamas HaMdina will take place. They call it different Chesed from the Grand. But by Kasher in the book, they simply quote the difference. Anyway, this is what the Ramban stresses at length, several times on Chumash, that this is the Yisrael in Aramuna, that the Jewish nation is not subject to the sociological and historical rules and regulations that all the Yom Yisraelim are subject to. That's why we count Mechodesh Nissan, and they count Mechodesh Tishrei. The Ram on Rosh Hashanah, in the first paragraph of Rosh Hashanah, writes that this is a din, it's not some convention, not some that Kacha Nogu. That the Malki Yisrael counts from Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the Malki Yisrael counts from Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. He says, it's Alokhid. It's lined up in the Pesach. Of course, it's lined up in the Pesach that Chodesh Adolach and Rosh Chodeshim. The Jewish history has to begin from Rosh Chodesh Nissan. As I mentioned several times before, so some people like to write in Exubas, or they like to write in wedding invitations. How many years it is for HaKamas HaMedina? So they usually change the year after Heiya. Salty Pashtus, that's not correct. According to the Ram, they're violating a Dindaraisa. The Ram is saying the Ramam is violating this Dindaraisa about Chodesh Zalachem. And it comes with Chodesh Nissan of that year, which is a month before Heiya, a month before, days before Heiya, they should already say the next year. Unless you don't recognize the Medina as a Jewish, unless you don't hold that Medina as a Jewish Malta Yisra, then what are you writing it for? What are you writing about HaKamas HaMedina? So it means that you hold that it's something, it's a Jewish thing. So Jewish history is counted according to Rosh Chodesh Nissan. That's not lawful. Ram says that's not lawful.
Did you ever find out what's
going to
come out in
the opinion one? I don't know. Somebody told me that Rabbi Yankee Kamenetsky said that it was wrong.
What's
right? When I said this, someone said, it doesn't make sense. I said, ask your Rebbe, ask Rabbi Yankee Kamenetsky. He's going to say the same thing. I can't visualize that anybody's going to disagree. So next week the guy comes back, he tells me, yes, Rav Yankee said it was wrong. I still don't understand, how can it be wrong? Mm-hmm. Why? It's not a Jewish history. When you're counting history, Medina Yisrael is not Jewish. It's not L'malam and Atevra. Everybody would agree. Even the Natura characters say that the history of Eretz Yisrael is not Teva. They say also it's L'malam and Atevra. They say, listen, the other okay, but it's also not Teva. They also admit that it's not Teva. This is Kuli Alma Lo Fligi, that it's not normal. It's abnormal. That's what Chol Amin. Maybe. Could be. It could be, but I don't see why that should be so significant. That word Malte, I don't think is so key, so crucial over here. The Rishonim say is that Jewish history is a Malam and Atena. It's funny. It's Chodesh Ezer Lachem, Rosh Chodesh. That the history of the Jewish people begins from Chodesh Nissan, in which month the Gula occurs, the Nissan of the Nissan, and Sidon Lehigoel, that Nissan represents the Chodesh of Nissan. My great uncle once asked that I should say about Zatera on Parashat Vayetze. I thought to tell him a whole Zatera about my success, and he said, nah, that's not a good message. That was my good. He was a balabas. He didn't understand what I was talking about. So my father said, I'll tell you about this. My father told him all from three of these Torahs. And the Pasuk said, when Yankov woke up in the morning, he said, Achen Yesh Hashem Amach Mazeh, the Anoichi Lo Yodaiti. So the three of these Torahs has a collection of all of these Medrash pleas and all these letters. Very good place. I think it was reprinted 10, 15 years ago. So he writes on this Pasuk, it's a liquid. He quotes somebody who says, Achen is the same letters as Anoichi. The only difference is that there's an extra Yud in Anoichi. Aleph Kof Nun. And Anoichi is Aleph Kof Nun Yud. So the Gemara tells us, the Pasuk tells us that the Kisei HaKovod has four faces on it, has Dalad Rosh, has Pnei Aryeh, Pnei Kruv, Pnei Nesher, and Pnei Adam. And the Pnei Adam is the face of Yaakov Avinu. That's the fact that the Gemara Chulin says that the Malach more than the Yerodin Bo, the Malach is going up to heaven to look at the Kisei HaKovod to see the Gelush Yitzchak of Yaakov Avinu, which is Chatzos HaKisei HaKovod. And then he came down to look at Yaakov Avinu and he saw that he wasn't the way he's supposed to be and they wanted to kill him. Then the Baruch Shalom comes, Hine Hashem Nitzavolov, which is Malach Elohim one of the other, Hine Hashem Nitzavolov the Shomroi, to protect him because Malachim wanted to kill him. So Abchaim Balozhin has a whole Arichat on him. And in Nefesh HaChayim, that he says every person has his an image of his Neshama up in heaven, the image representing his potential, what he can turn out to be. He said he could have become one of the greatest Gedolei Hador. And then he went to medical school and became one of the greatest doctors of the world. But so the Malachim come down to this world and they look as ready. That's not your potential. So they want to kill him. The only one who fulfilled his potential, praise over there. The only one who fulfilled his potential 100% is Moshe Rabbeinu. That's what he says. So the Zohar comments about Moshe Rabbeinu, and it says Moshe, Moshe. And I thought his book calls him Moshe, Moshe. So there's no psik. There's no line in between Moshe and Moshe. They said there's no lines at all, but when there's a line, it means that you're not supposed to lay them together. Avraham, 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 so there's supposed to be a line there, that the Balkar is not supposed to lay Avraham, Avraham quickly. Supposed to lay Avraham, and pause, and then say Avraham. And by Moshe and Moshe, there's no line. If you do lay them together, what's the significance of the fact that by Moshe and Moshe, they lay stick together, and by Avraham, Avraham, and by the others, there is? So Chaim Elozhin says that that's what it means, that Moshe Rabbeinu fulfilled his potential. He became as great as he could have become. And the others, Yaakov Avinu and all the others, never fulfilled their potential. That's why the Malachim, all of the Yerodin Bo, that's why they looked at his Musa Yukna up in heaven, and then he came down, they saw that he was not what he should have become, and they were angry at him, they wanted to kill him to punish him, as a punishment. And I thought his Bo had to protect him, and he said, no, no, what do you expect? Not everybody, most people cannot fulfill their potential. Most people are far behind what they could have really accomplished. So the Gemara says that the Pnei Adam that was on the Kisei HaKovod was the Gemus of Yaakov Avinu. So in this Sefer he says that that's the pshat over here, that when Yaakov Avinu woke up in the morning he had a dream where he saw the Malachim going up to heaven and they were looking at the Kisei HaKovod and they saw all the four faces, the Aryeh, the Kruv, the Nesher, and Yaakov, and then they came down. So Yaakov never really knew that. So he says, Achein Yodaiti, but Anoichi Lo Yodaiti. Achein I knew there was Aryeh, Kruv, and Nesher. That's what he says, Aryeh, Kruv, Nesher, that I knew, but I didn't know that the fourth face was mine. Aryeh, Nesher, Kruv, Yankis, Lo Yodaiti. That's what he says. That's the Medrash Kli for the week. Achein Yodaiti, and my uncle, my great uncle, liked it. That's what I heard. Different people have different faiths. There's another Sefer, Oysen Boysen. You ought to get that. He has very good things. I don't have it. Yeah. He has that. So he has a comment on this week's Seder, I remember. He used to read these Torahs as a little boy. So he has a comment on the Pasuk that, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Hey, when Yaakov tells his two wives that he wants to leave, so he says, Zoyanayachay Estrei Avichem, Kenenu Elayki Yisnol Shilshon. What does that mean? So he quotes our Tosis introduction in the first parish, where the Tosis quotes the Halacha, Tosis has a whole Arichat on the din, that when I plant a tree it has a din of Orla, the first 3 years of parish are also about Chila, and the fourth year has a din of Meta Revai. You have to eat the parish in the Yerushalayim. What if the tree already is an old tree, 20 years old, and I replant it? So there's also a din of Orla. What if I have the tree growing, and I pull out one, I take one branch of the tree, and I pull it down in the ground, and I put upper on top of it, and then I have it stick up, and then it grows as a new tree. So would there be a din? That's the habrich. That's called habracha. A mabrich, a branch of the tree. If I break off a branch and I stick it in the ground, so that's like planting a new tree. So for sure there's a din of orla, revival. You start all over again. So what happens if I don't plant a new branch. Not broken off. The branch is leaning in the ground and then it comes up. So does that have to be a role or not? But it says it's supposed to be Ushami, that it depends whether it's Adam Yanni from the original tree or it's Yanni got its own from the ground beneath it. How can you determine? Are you going to have the Ruach HaKodesh to know whether this new branch is Yanni from the still Yanni from the original tree? In which case it does not have a new din of Orla, because it's the hemshech of the original tree, or it's Yanni kind of stone from the ground, in which case it would have the din of Orla. So the Yushami says that we have the following Mitzvah way to check. That high, the Yushami has a lesson, high mandoch of the lovely day for his Lustakule Biyata. That if I am living off of you, then I would be, if you are supporting me, then Ochel the lovely day, I'm eating from food that's not really mine, you're supporting me. I will be embarrassed to look you straight in the face. If I owe a person a lot of favors, I'm embarrassed to look him straight in the face. Okay, I owe a guy money, I didn't pay him yet, so that's a minute ago, and that people are embarrassed to look him in the face. So the Ushami says that the same is true regarding the tree. That if the leaves of this new tree are leaning towards the old tree, how can it lean towards the old tree if it's yearning for the old tree? Since it's the Yadula, that's a Raya Brewer, that it's no longer yearning for the old tree. And if it's leaning away from the old tree, then it may be that it's still yearning for the old tree. That's how Taisus quotes the Yerushalmi. So in this Sefer, Oysen Boysen, he quotes some great Siddish Rebbe whose name has slipped my mind at this present moment, who comments that this Lipshat and the Tosid, Reya Nechi is Tanei Abichen, I can now look your father straight in the face. The key, and then I like his small Shulchan. It's not the way it used to be in the beginning. When I first came to your father, so he would do me a big favor. First he kept me for nothing for a whole month. For 1 month, he put him up for 1 month. Bavan Hatzadik, put up Yang Ravina for 1 month. And after 1 month, then he was working by him. 1 month, I think he put him up for nothing. He was working the first month also.
And then he said, since you've been working so long, you were the same.
And then he was working for him. So in the very beginning, he did him a favor, that he gave him a job, and he helped him out a little bit. But then at the end, the Pasuk says, Mefurish Nichashti by Varchani Hashem Biglo Lecho. The Pasuk says that Laban was chasing after Yaakov later, and he said that he realizes that all of the bracha that he has now is all because of all in the truth of Yaakov. There's more comments and brachas. And that Pasuk, we can't, in this Pasuk, we don't have to take it for some fucking bracha. When the Talmud Chacham comes, so right away the bracha is called, because it says Nichashti Berachan Hashem Biglo Lechem, Biglo Lechem means immediately. Right after you came, so right away the bracha was called. So after a couple of years, he realized that that's what was happening. Rabban realized that it was in the Schus of Yaakov Avinu. So in the beginning, Yaakov felt a little uncomfortable and he felt uneasy that looking Lavan straight in the face, because he was really being Nana from Lavan, or he thought he was being Nana from Lavan. But later on, as the time went on, and Lavan realized, and Yaakov realized that Fakir, Lavan is being Nana from him more than he's being Nana from Lavan. So that is, it says, I can now look your father straight in the face. Why? Key. And then I like this, Nalshilson. It's not the way it was in the very beginning, that he's doing me a favor, Fakir. I'm doing him more of a favor than he's doing me. That's what it says in the Eisen Boishim. There's a famous verse from the Vilna Gaon on this week, said that when Rachel was hiding the Avodah Zarah, she was hiding the Trofim, so the father was going around in all the tents to check who has the Avodah Zarah, and she was sitting on the Gomel, and then when the father, and she had the Trofim hidden in the Kara Gomel. So when the father came in, she didn't want to get up, that he should go check in the Kara Gomel, so she told the lie to the father, so she said, Derech Noshim Li, that she's a neither now and she can't get up. And really it was a lie. It wasn't really true. Really she had the Avodah Zarah, that she was hiding it, that the father shouldn't find it. How does she have the ability to say such a lie? To say, shame was only done, that it wasn't really a lie. It was the truth. So the Mishnah says in Maaseh HaShabbos that Avodah Zarah became a neither. It was the din of the Rabbon that based on a talk to the Navi, that Avodah Zarah, Avodah Zarah, is also Ba'anoah, that's the din of the Rabbon, that's the din of the Rabbon, that it's Mitami Kenita. That's what she said, Derech Noshim Hili, I have a thing over here, it's like a Nida. That's what she said, I have the Avodah Zarah in here. He just didn't understand.
I mean,
how often nice is
that you have
I don't know if it's Gneva, it's Gneva Mamish. It's not Gneva Da, she stole the trophy from him. She stole the trophy from him. That's not good. It's a shailus that's Gnevei Zaras. I think several Rishonim hold, if you look in the second Pirkei Talmudim, I think several Rishonim hold that Gnevei Zaras only apply when I lead you into believing that I did a favor for you and I didn't do you a favor. It's as if I gave you a favor and I stole it back. I was an Indian giver. I say, let's say I go to the hospital to visit a relative, my brother is sitting up, I go visit my brother, and then I go visit someone else, and I would have not walked a mile and a half to the hospital to visit him, and I say, Shabbos, I just came specially to visit you in the hospital. So if it's not true, that's Gnei Rizas, because I'm making believe as if I did him such a big favor, and I didn't, because I haven't been in the hospital for different reasons. Or the Gemara gives the marshal that I ran out of wine, so I have to open up a new bottle of wine in order to make Kiddush. And when the guest comes in, I make believe I'm opening up a new bottle in his honor. Really, I would have been the open bottle, I'd say it's a little stale. But because you came, therefore I'm opening up a new bottle. So I make believe that I'm doing you a favor, I'm not needed. Because if I gave you a favor, I stole it back, I don't need you. That's Gnei Rizas, is a form of Gnei Rizas, like we have in the Gemara and Rosh. If somebody greets me, somebody greets me, and I don't want to answer back, I'll let him show them. But there is only the Bateh, it's a Pasuk that didn't appear. There is only behind a Pasuk, a Sutton Pasuk. There is only the Bateh, and so the Gemara says, walking you still, like you're walking you still from the poor people, you can still there Shalom Aleichem. But if they greet you and you don't greet them back, that's a violation of Gzeira. So you also, it's a different, this is this kind of Gzeira. This is a Gzeira. Gnei Rizas means, is this, I gave you a favor and I steal it back right away because I never really did the favor for you.
Dr. Levine once said that the problem is that if I do a favor or if he thinks I did him a favor, he'll try to pay me back. Mm-hmm. So that's like I'm stealing back. In other words, he thinks he owes it to me now. Mm-hmm. He will pay me back.
So the big Zayla later.
Right.
But some that I fool a person, that's not really Gnei Rizas, according to many Rishon. That's not really Gnei Rizas. How do you disagree? The difference is Gnei Rizas. She stole the truck and it's Gnei Rizas. The only thing is that that's Mutter. If that person has something that someone has chometz in his home on paper. So the thing is that it's not an easy Gnei Rizas if I take the chometz and I burn. It's a step from us. There's not a lot of hassle.
You don't?
Oh. Why don't you? That's the deal in Mishraim, whether you own the chametz or not. So Mishraim holds sanction. Otherwise, there is a tracer he can sell to a nachri. So it's mutabanos. I'm not allowed to destroy it. So let's say other things like that. He has something that he's not allowed to have. So there's no avera on my part. So then the deal is that you're permitted to take it away, right? Lakusha neisura. But the Gemara says, Avedim is Dinu Nafshe. Usually there's a Din, Lo Avedim is Dinu Nafshe. You're not allowed to take the law into your own hands. You have to bring it up to the authorities, bring it up to the Bezdin. That's the mitzvah of going to Bezdin, not to take the law into your own hands. Lo Yumas Arashay Haram Tulach Nehei Dol Amishpat. That's the mocker of the Din of Lo Avedim is Dinu Nafshe. Except the Gemara says, Hey, if you can stay there, let's say, Aganeth is stealing all the silver in my house. So I'm not allowed to go with this stick and hit him over the head. I have to call up 911 and wait for 5 hours till the guy is in the area. It must have had a ticket stated. You have no prayer, so then you have to say all the things you're in Afshay. The Gemara says in Baba Kama, that's what says similarly, if someone is about to do an Avera, and if I'll go call up the Bezin, that they should send a spare Bezin to tell him to stop doing Avera, he will already finish doing the Avera. He will do the Avera. So that's called Hechad Ticket Stater. Whenever he gets saved, so then the Gemara says, Ovidim is Dina Nafshay. What does it mean, Ovidim is Dina Nafshay? Nasis Yadik is Shleach Bezin. It's considered as if he were appointed as a Shleach Bezin, and the Shleach Bezin has a right to beat the other guy up. So I learned that from Sukkim, the Masechus made cut, and I learned that from Sukkim, that the Shleach Bezin has a head to beat people up, and to curse people, and to injure, to damage their property, and to confiscate their property, and so on. If it's in the line of duty, if it's in order to force him to do mitzvahs or to prevent him from doing avera.
Right.
He's up into
technically not. Technically speaking, Zohar and Shalom means a different thing. If I want to give you a gift, and you're not here, so I give it to someone else who is here, I give it to Timmy, he goes here. Timmy picks it up and he's kind of for you. That's called Zachman Yadam, Shalai Yadam.
I don't know,
what he's not here, he's doing
it. So it means like he has to be doing
it for
this later on?
If he wants it now? No, Zachman Yadam means like Kinyan. One guy makes the Kinyan for the other guy. But to take away his property is just the opposite from Zachman Yadam. I steal his property in order that he shouldn't worship on the Zohar. That's not based on Zachman Yadam, Shalai Yadam. That's based on Ovid Indi Zimra Nafshed, Echadikit Spezer. And whenever the person is, whenever it's a setup of a situation of Lafush and Eisura, the Gemara equates that with Hikat Spezin. So Lafush and Yisura, I say that all the means do not have say. What does it mean? Now, since you are the Kishleh of Bezin, you consider him as if he were the Shleh of Bezin. That's a Suda Bava Kama, that's what I'm saying.
Is that the mother's most fun of these other cases? It's not like
to substitute for Dao. That's all. Because I get Kotham, I beat him up by Dao's version. So Zohar and Solifonis can substitute for the Dao of the gear. Only if you substitute for Dao, can you do a mighty king.
And people
will come in, here come in. Will they win him to that? That's not really Zohar and Solifonis. I'll do you a favor, no? I'll do you a favor. But that's not technically speaking. Okay. But this is a different dish. Here she's doing a favor by stealing his property. What the heck of the steal to that? The steal is that a shleach bezin is allowed to steal la pusha meisura. When was she appointed a shleach bezin? That's what the Gemara says, that la pusha meisura, every person has the status of not a shleach bezin. And then you have the heter gzeila, you have the heter chavali, you have the heter hezik, you have the heter ritzicha. Shleach bezin has a lot of heter. A special heter for shleach bezin.
What
exactly is the
line?
It's the pasuk in Shoyasa. That says, if I lie to the IRS and I say I only make $5,000 a year and I have seven little children and I don't have to pay any income tax, so that's an issue of Rosh Hashanah. I lie in order to relieve myself from paying the money that I owe. Let's say I go to a din teira and I say I don't owe the money. That's an aver. Rosh Hashanah by Nisan. I'm lying in order to get out of the money that I do owe. That's an aver that's different from me. If you ask me how old I am and I say I'm 39 years old, if it's not true, if it isn't, then it's an aver of lying. That's not Rosh Hashanah by Nisan. I'm not cheating you out of any money. If, let's say, if you only give money to people who are 39 and below, and I say I'm only 39 years old, in order to get money which I'm not really eligible for, that's takel lot. That's an issue. That's Rosh Hashanah. A lot of people do that. They apply for fellowships which are only available for people under a certain age, and they in the chakra about their age. That's an issue. Rosh Hashanah is by mitzvah. You tell a lie in order to get money which you're not entitled to. But if I tell a lie that's not relevant to gaining money or anything, then the Gemara says it's a different issue. The issue to tell a lie. Yeah, to cheat the goy from the money that you owe him. If you're mechuyev to pay the money. If you have money that you owe the goy that you're not mechuyev to pay, let's say hafkos havasa is mutter. So then there's no issue of shakri zvamis, because you're not telling a lie in order to cheat him out of the money that you're mechuyev to pay. But the IRS, the Shulchan Aruch paskin, is you're mechuyev to pay. There are more paskin in the Shulchan Aruch in the end of Kosher Mishpat that you're mechuyev to pay taxes. We don't apply the klal of hafkos havasa being mutter. But then if you sign a fraudulent form for your taxes in order to pay, you know, say, I made less money, or I have more dependents, or I have more children, I spend more money on charity, some kind of false, what everybody does. So that's an Eastern terror. That's what it says, right? It's a shackle you've done. You're not allowed to do that. That's not very good. Also, only goes on shekel by money. No, so the agent comes to bed and they believe that they're going to testify, and they'll just get a guy out of it. All that has to do with money. It's only on money. But whenever there's no money involved, whenever I'm just telling you a lie, let's say I cheat on an exam and I tell a teacher that I didn't cheat. I hand it in and I tell a teacher that I didn't cheat. I sign, you have to sign on the cover that you didn't cheat. That's not an issue unless it's a shock reason on me. It's a difference. Unless they're going to give awards. Unless they give awards at the end of the year based on their grades and classes. And I'm going to get the award that the other guy deserved. I'll cover it also. I'll get a spot in a graduate school that I really don't deserve. Someone in Idaho or someone in Montana deserves that. They only have 100 students in this program. They take the 100 best students over the country because I cheated, so they think that I'm one of the 100 best students. And the next guy, the 101st guy on the list, is getting cheated. He really deserves that spot because I'm not eligible. So that's Zayla Mam. That's not Gneva Zah. That's Zayla from the guy who's losing. Not going to give his dash to the school. It's Zayla from the guy who's losing that job, or losing the cover, or losing the award, or whatever it is. But if I stop cheating on an exam, and I'm not going to get any awards at graduation because of this, and I'm not going to get in any graduate school, I'm not going to take away anybody else's spot in graduate school, then you don't violate this other, you violate a different other. That's what the Gemara says, you violate a different other. The Pasuk in Treyos, that says, Sherish Yisrael Yasa Avlo, the law, you double kosher. It's an Isha Midas, it's a double Meguna, to tell a lie. The Gemara even tells the Yevamim that Rav, I think, Rav's wife was a witch. I think it was Rav or Shmuel. I think it was Rav. Huh? Rav Chia's wife. I forgot. One of the Amoraim's wife was a witch. So whatever he wanted for supper, she would cook for Kev. He said, Fleisch, ich schenei Milchus. He said, Milchus, Fleisch, he said, spaghetti, she gave him, whatever. Whatever he asked for, he did like that. So the son, and then his son once asked the father, never learning Tanakh, what's pshat in the pasuk? Motzi ani et isha azot, mami mothers. He said, your mother, just look at your mother. He might tell the story. Then he was telling the son and teaching him, that's the pshat, like your mother. So then he might tell the story that the son, when he got a little older, he realized that the mother's always doing lahakas the father. And whenever the father would tell a kid to tell a mother a message, what he wants to suffer, so he would always say the reverse, in order that the mother would do the reverse. So it would come back, the mother would do, he gets the right thing. So one night, the mother tells a story in the vomit, so Rav came home, and lo and behold, his wife cooked for supper what he wanted to suffer. So he said, how come you cook what I wanted tonight? You're always doing lahakas. So she said, well, your son said you wanted milk, that's why I made fleshy. So he slapped his son. He got angry at him, even though the kid wanted to make his father happy, he said, you're training yourself to tell lies.
And
things that he didn't want it. Well, Martha said he was angry at his son because he's training himself to tell lies. So if a person, that's what Martha says, if a person cheats on an exam, or a person tells a lie, not about monetary matters, tells a lie about something, even Dalma, this will lead him to lead a whole life of lying and cheating and so on. And it'll be a miserable life. Then he'll start cheating himself, he'll start fooling himself. He'll start cheating on his wife, and cheating on business, and cheating on life, and his whole lifetime will be a cheat. Yeah.
What is the question about
me? Of course, I've also, the kavanah is like this. If I walk up to a nothing and I pick his pocket, that's gigolo. That's all. He just asked me, I tell him, I'll run a bit of stuff. But let's say I owe money to the nothing. Let's say I take, this happens every Tuesday night, I take a ride to Queens, and then the taxi cab driver is a nothing, he pays for the toll on the bridge, and then when he gets there, he tells me to pay the amount that it says in the front. It says, on the meter, it says how much. So half the time the guys are so fast-loving, they forget to ask you for $1.50 on the toll. So if I wouldn't pay them, that would be half cost of loss. I didn't pick back with him. I got to pay him the money anyway, because half cost of loss is only mutter if I'll never realize that I cheated him. Otherwise, it'd be a chil Hashem. You know, they dropped me off in front of the shul there. I was a rabbi sitting with a gemara in the back seat, and he dropped me off by the shul, so he's going to be very angry. So Hakos Avot in this case, the mitzvah on me to give him the money, because it's Kiddush Hashem. There's no mitzvah that gets to cheat the nothing in Hakos Avot. But the Gemara says, whenever there's no Chil Hashem, whenever you want to accomplish a Kiddush Hashem by paying, so strictly speaking, Hakos Avot is mitzvah, there's no mitzvah there. He's a Zela, he has a lot of money, the right to the Rabbah only applies. If I take the moment in the Yadlach, if I just don't pay him the moment that I owe him, that's called the Hakir HaHalvor, not to pay an obligation, that's Mutter. Mitzad Dini Mamin is Mutter. Then he more says Mitzad Shri Hashem, it's up. To Yisrael, that's a violation of the Yisr of Alosasha Kesachisha. Right. And the Mordor is Lotashi Kesachim. Lotashi means not to pay an obligation. That you are. Hashem is Aved also. There'll be a lot of these two. A lot of mitzvahs in each one would be involved.
In
I imagine it's only to say to someone else. That pasuk in Treyos is not just an Eastern the Rabbanon. The Rambam writes that all of the Divrei HaNeviim, where the Neviim describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is in order to interpret the Pshat in the pasuk in Chumash, that V'halachta B'drachav, you should emulate the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, when the pasuk says in Treyos, Lo Yidabru Kasev, the Jewish people don't tell lies, that's because of also V'halachta B'drachav. That pasuk doesn't describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but describes the way we should act. That pasuk is interpreting, that's included in the pasuk in the Chumash of the halakha b'drachah, which is the general mitzvah needed. A person has to be a bal midos. Not that he has to make himself into a bal midos. He assumes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created all men that sell another king. That we already have all of these divine midos within us. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us the halakha b'drachah, not that we should work on our midos, we should retain the midos to watch that we don't destroy them, that we don't ruin them. So this midah of not telling shekel is one of the midahs of our Kaddish Baruch.
If the guy in the store and the person there
undercharging
without
using
the
Kaddish Baruch, that's how Kaddish Baruch is. So strictly speaking, it's Muslim. Same thing. Same thing. That's the same thing. Strictly speaking, it's Muslim. I'm making it Hashem. He shouldn't take the money.
historically, there were periods of time in Europe that the Jews used to use these heterim extensively. The Jews used to have bars, used to buy the rights from the local forest, from the local goy. You had to have a liquor license. You had to buy the schus to sell liquor. So the Jews used to buy the license and used to sell to the goyim, and then the goyim would take one drink and another drink, and they would be stone drunk, and they would buy more drinks. And then they would pay for the drink. They'd give $5 and $25, and they'd give away all the money on payday. They would get so drunk, they'd give away all their money. And it took a few years, it took a long time till the goyim realized where their money was disappearing to, that the Jews were not overcharging them, they were just using the kula for a sacrament. That Tor Sakim is a mutter, and there's no din about the Hashavat Aveda to an Akim. And then they got angry, and then they killed out all the Jews. But I'm trying to say that it's not healthy to use this type of term. Of course, I was. No, they used to give more money than they should have given. They would ask how much is this drink, so they would say it's $1, and then they wouldn't see what's $1, so they would give it $20. And they wouldn't ask for change. You don't ask for change. That's not how far I was, but that's Torah time. That's how Shavuot Aveda doesn't apply to us. So the Jews in Europe used to use this hashtag, and then that was right before the Chmelnytsky pogrom in the 1600s. So some of the Akronim write that this is part of the background of why they decided to kill all the Jews. There were other factors. No, this is one of the contributing things. So such a similar story that they say about Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky before the war, that some people in town used to go, some of the Jewish people used to go to the post office and used to buy stamps, and they would pay for the stamps, and then the nothing who worked in the post office would give them change, and he'd give them too much change. So they went to ask Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky whether they have to give back the change. So he said, Abad, why do you have to give back the change? What's the change? So a few people asked him, and they gave back the change. And then when the Nazis came, so that goy in the post office saved a lot of Jews. Because he said that the Nazi propaganda was that the Jews are cheaters and ganavim, and they're dishonest and they're crooks and so on, criminals. And he was testing out the Jews in the city. He said, he gave them extra change in order to see if they're going to give back the change. And every time they did give back. So this guy was arguing with all the other guys, and he said, you have to save the Jews because they're being killed for no good reason, that they're not crooks. He saved a lot of Jews in time. So the people considered it a big mitzvah on the part of Rabbi Yankel Kamenetsky. Look, he had no high praise. Kiddush Hashem and give back the shame. The prophet describes where Yankel Avinu married two sisters. So the Ramban, of course, raises the kasha. Shoyin and Matrayim discuss at length how could Yankel Avinu marry two sisters. The Mishnah tells us, Kim Avram Avinu Zorah Teru Kulat Shalai Nitno. Avram Avinu can fulfill all of the mitzvahs even before they were given. So doesn't it make sense that even Yitzchak and Yaakov should also fulfill all the mitzvahs? Does some say no? The Ramah writes in the Shulchan Aruch, no, that it's only Avraham Avinu. Yankov didn't fulfill all the mitzvahs. But all the other portions seem like the Ramban. That if Kim Avraham Avinu called up his father Shulay Nitzan, the person says, Manah Shein Shabbat Zvanam, it's Beitach, the Lech, it's Dar Hashem, it sounds like he's going to train all of his children and all of his descendants that he should observe all the mitzvahs of Shulay Nitzan. So how could he marry two Achoy? So there's a famous Ramban where he says, only in Eretz Yisrael did he observe the mitzvahs, not in the Chutzlaret, and even his Manah there. The main makam, the main place for Shmiras HaMitzvahs is really Eretz Yisrael, and that's the weekly pitch for Aliyah. So everybody should move to Eretz Yisrael. And that's the Ramban, how to turn this Ramban. Arami Prague.
Doesn't Ramban say in another place that
Omer HaShai, they really didn't spend time on the mitzvah? Don't know. That's what the Ramban said. Ramban says only Avram did. The
others not. Ramban
said he didn't. Avram
did. Even Avram not. Omer HaShai really did.
Okay. The Talmud says that he did. The Maharal of Prague has a comment in the state of Gurari and Rashi. Gurari is like a Pirush and Rashi and Chumash, where he distinguishes between a mitzvah as opposed to a mitzvah loisah. He says that Kim of Avinu Kolot Tukul Achulay Mitna only makes sense by mitzvah asay, but by mitzvah loisah say not. Why? Because when a person is an Eilim Mitzvah of the Yoseh, he volunteers it. So he has a kiyum. He discussed it on the bus shot. He has a kiyum on mitzvah, but it only makes sense to have a kiyum on mitzvah if he's doing a mitzvah sesei. So he's saying a mitzvah of the yoseh. But look, a person who's an ein mitzvah, and he wants to volunteer not to do a loisa. So the Maral says that doesn't make any sense. And Eina Mitzvah the Yosan, the Loi says, so he doesn't have any kiyum. A non-Nazir is abstaining from wine, and a non-Kohen is abstaining from Tumah LeMeisim. And a Chreis... Keeping Shabbos is both a mitzvah and an avera. Observing Shabbos is a mitzvah.
So
the Gemara says the guy is forbidden to observe Shabbos. The different opinions, yeah, we discussed it. No, that itself is the issue. That is the issue. The Gemara learns that from the pasuk. Lo yishbos. No, but that's a pasuk. Yom malala lo yishbos. That is forbidden for another to observe Shabbos. Unless you learn like the Rambam learns. The Rambam has a different shot than that. We spoke about when we learn Parshas Noach. But it just means that the guy shouldn't try to be mechadish dos meyatz. He shouldn't try to make up a new religion. But if he knows that he's volunteering Shabbos, he's practicing Shabbos as part of the Jewish religion, not that he's trying to found his own religion, then the Rambam would say that it's mutter. But leaving out that Rambam would generally assume that it's also for those to observe Shabbos. And Hanani's not doing anything, but he's still violating the law. The Torah says, Lo Yishbos is a separate law for the Nochrim, not to observe Shabbos.
Erev Kumin is a philosopher.
Probably.
The
Zumna Goyim says Erev Eitz Chumen, but the Gemara says Erev Tavshilin. Eikev. Says Eikev Asher Shama Avram Mikol Yisrael. The Goyim says Eikev means to walk with your feet. Eikev means Erev Eitz Chumen. But the Gemara says Erev Tavshilin. Erev Tavshilin is called Shabbos, called Yom Tov. Those are mitzvahs. Which is said called Shabbos, called Yom. This sheet of Naomi Prag and the Burari is similar to what the opinion that Tosfos writes in Yuma, that Chinuch by Ktanim only applies to Mitzvah and not to Leisa. Tosfos has a famous kasha. On one hand, the Gemara speaks about Mitzvah Chinuch. You have to be Mechanach Ktanim to share from Yom Kippur, Mechanach children to abstain from Aloha and Shabbos and so on. Then you have on the other hand, the Gemara says, Kof Merech on the Vela's name, there's a Mitzvah and Afisha. The kid can eat trade for food. You're not Mechiyah to stop him. So how can it be what happened to the Din of Chinuch? So the Rishonim have two basic answers on the question. The one answer is that it depends whether it's the father or somebody else. Ain't there's a Mitzvah L'Afrisha, but the father is a Mitzvah L'Afrisha. Chiyuv of Chinuch is only Mutl on the father. Now the Rishonim say it's not true. The obligation of Chinuch is Mutl on everybody. And the father sees the kid more than anybody else. He's more Mechiyuv than others. And the kid is not home and he's associating with others. So they have the obligation. He's in group and when he's in school. And then the rabbis are the group leaders and whoever the older people around have the obligation of Chinuch. But the answer to the question is, if the other opinion that we distinguish between a mitzvah as opposed to a loisa, the fair thing on Yom Kippur is both an essay and a loisa. And not doing Malach on Shabbos is an essay and a loisa. But eating trays of food is only a loisa. So on a loisa there's no din of chinuch. Why should that be? There's no chinuch on a loisa on a loisa. So the answer is, the chinuch means that even though the kid is Eina Mitzvah, we want the kid to be an Eina Mitzvah of the Yosef, that he should volunteer the mitzvah. So it only makes sense to volunteer in the area of the mitzvah assessing. That even though you're Eina Mitzvah, but if you're Eina Mitzvah of the Yosef, you have a kiyum. Amach, with all the bracha, you have a kiyum. But on a loisa, so what are you going to say? The kid is going to abstain from eating the veil. If it's not an aver, then eat the veil, it's a thing. Eat whatever you want.
That's very strange to make
that
assumption. They are already a kiyum of Israel. It is like Eina Mitzvah, the Yosef. Before a kiyum is training.
That's what the other Rishonim hold, to train him. No, these Rishonim hold that it's not so much to train him. To train him, you can teach him Baal Teh. Now you can eat the Chazir, but next day you're going to be Bar Mitzvah, so you won't be able to eat in this hotel or in this restaurant. So you can train him by educating him Baal Teh. You don't have to train him by the Yadayim Basiyah, to force him not to eat kosher, to force him not to eat trade and so on. But the only time you have chinuch, that's what these Rishonim hold, is when you will have the child fulfill the mitzvah. That's what the mitzvah has in the first half of the sukkah. And that based on the days, the mitzvah says, I write from the Gemara that you can only fulfill the mitzvah of chinuch with a kosher lulav and a kosher sukkah. You can't just give the kid a chinuch set. That a real kosher lulav and actually costs $50, and a possible set that gives you $2. It's all out of chinuch set. So the mitzvah has the Gemara that that's not proper. You're not allowed to do that. Unless the kid is so young that he's really lohigil achinuch, doesn't know what it's all about, he just wanted to know vaguely. But then it's lohigil achinuch. But once the kid is higil achinuch and you really have to do the mitzvah chinuch, So he has a right in the Gemara that the sukkah he sits in has to be kosher for a mahadrin, has to be kosher for a godel to sit in, and the lulav of the esrog has to be kosher for a godel, because the pshat machinuch is not so much to train him for later, but rather to have him read him for now, the Torah say to him it's for 3 years. Rami Prag has a few nachkaminis in it, has a long arichas on this. On this point, that the chiluk between Mr. Sess as opposed to Mr. Slavka. And there's a famous answer that they say over in the name of Abdelvala. How come Yaakov married two sisters? The din is, Noitzi Mahu Amisa. What if I'm Mizana with Rachel? I never married Rachel, I'm Mizana with Rachel. Am I forbidden to marry her sister? The Mishnah says, Noitzi Mahu Amisa, the Alam Afrut, I'm permitted to marry the sister if I never had Kiddushin with the first sister. The only time it's forbidden is if I married her. But that's only if I married her with the Kiddushin of Tzitzis Kiddushin of Yisrael. So Kodim Atitera, true, the obvious volunteered to fulfill all the mitzvahs, but when he married his wife, when he married Leah, he didn't have a Mishas Yisrael, he only had a Mishas Ben Noyah. So the whole Lisa never got off the ground. It was a Pchina of Noisim Avanusa, that it was Mutter. That's how the Biskarov has that. Long Biskarov. Yeah, the Goyim, there's no Lisa Shteyachois. The Goyim also have a set of Arayas that are forbidden, but Shteyachois is Mutter. Achosish is one of those Arayas that's Mutter. So Zavala said that Achay Sishta could not be asked to code the mountain Torah because the conditions of the Yisrael didn't exist. You have to have Dafka Ishus Yisrael. And after Abdelvalay answered the Rosh's Kasha and stood as wiser than when he said the Birchas Erech and said, Shekirishan and the Torah with Sivan Mal Ha'aroyas, Vatavan with Harus, Vikavan with Harsus, I do Chupa Vikadushim, what are you talking about, Brocha? I'm not marrying Gili Arayas? When do you say Brocha and Arayas? You don't say Brocha and I'm not eating trays of food, Brocha and not shaving with a razor. Then you speak about Aheris and with Nisu, and what does all this got to do? Just saying the Kaddish HaMitzvah, they chupa v'kiddushin. Or like the Aris Nivah, Shekhar Rosh Hashanah, the first one of the Kaddish of Isha. Why such a long complicated Gedroch? So the Rosh has a whole comment in Ksuvus on this. Rav Oblu suggested, no, that we want to stress, what do you mean we're saying a Baruch I'm getting married? The Goyim also get married. The Goyim also have an institution of Eishas Dish. They have an institution of Eishas Dish. They have an institution of Isha. Or thesis nisus. So the only time we say Abraham is something that we do, is something that we do and they don't do. Asher Kedushan and Mitzvahs of the Tzivonu. On Zdokke, the Rambam says you don't say Abraham because the Goyim also can get stuff. You don't say Abraham mitzvahs that the Goyim can also do. You only say Abraham mitzvahs that are special to us, but only we do. What do you mean you say the Abraham getting married? All the Goyim get married. Today maybe they're not getting married. Today they really understand why we say Abraham. The Goyim are not getting married. The Jews are also not getting married. I'm going to say no. But the Abraham says that's the problem that the Baruch is faced with. How do you say Baruch on the institution of marriage, of getting married? If everybody has an ish, everybody has an institution of priestess ish. So that's what we spell out in the Baruch. Asher Kedushanam and Sosu V'tzivanu al ha'arayis. We have different arayis from the Yom HaTorah. And our arayis depends sometimes on our ishis Yisrael. If you had ishis ben earth, you wouldn't have Achos Ishta, you wouldn't have Chamoisoi. You wouldn't have all of these Yisrael. Talosoi. These are Yisrael that depend on an ishis Yisrael. And you say, Yosalana Salus, Vidalana Salus, we have a distinction between Erikson and Musulin. By the Bnei Noach, they don't have this distinction. They only have Bulat Ba, Yeshlam, Nif, Musulu, Chukavala, and Yivala, Inlam. The Gemara comments on the Posek. Parsha Beishu Shurish, how does it say? Vihi Bulat Ba. The Posek says that Hashem was angry at Abimelech, or Paramelech, I forgot which one. He said, you should give back the woman, Vihi Bulat Ba. She is an Eishu Shish. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin comments, Bulat Ba, Yeshlam. They only have Kiddushin Ayidei Bia, they don't have Kiddushin Kesef, they don't have Kiddushin Shkad, they don't have a Chilik in Eretz and in Yisun. All they have is Bulas Bal Yesh Lohem Nichnus Elochup Bala Nivol O'en Lohem. So Rav Avla said that that's why we mention these in the Brocher, the Tivan Wal Arayah is number one, and then number two we mention about the Chilik in Eretz and in Yisun, to spell out Man Ashtan HaKiddushin Ho'el and Mikol HaKiddushin. That the Kiddushin of Ben Yisrael is different from the Kiddushin of the Ben Noyah. That's what we want to spell out.
So what do you mean Brocher for Shabbat?
Why don't we say a bracha?
What's
that? It's not in the Kaddish Hashem.
It's
not in the Kaddish Hashem. It's not in the Kaddish Hashem. It's not in the Kaddish Hashem. It's not in the Kaddish Hashem. Kiddush on Shabbos is the right, but the word they didn't have to be stuck in another bracha for Shabbos. I said for the Shabbos, the son of Ishmael is our Shabbos, because we do say that bracha, the Kiddush.
Contains
the Birchas Hashem. What's called the Birchas Hashem? I think so. Minatayr is the Birchas Hashem, but on the level of the Rabbanon that we ought to recite as well, and every mitzvah that we do, so it's covered already. It's included in that Sheva, but the Torah says we have to be in Shabbat Shabbos, and Shabbat Hashem is not beginning of Shabbos.
But that serves also the Biras HaMitzvah, the Shabbos. It seems that Kodesh Matan Torah, they couldn't have had that Kiddush. It was only given later. They could volunteer to do mitzvahs, but they couldn't have that issue. That's the assumption. The Rambam points out that there is a, the Rambam claims in the face of Kiddush, also like that, that there is a distinction between Kiddush HaGuf and Kiddush HaDamim regarding Hekdish being Kala and Adavish Aloy Bali Yerlam. If I magdish a lad, a behemoth that wasn't born yet, but the Rambam writes, if I magdish a kedusha sadruf lamizbeach, so when it will be born, it will be chal. Even though we don't accept Rameh's opinion that you can magdish a davish lo bali yoylam, but the Gemara says, shani kanam is the kedusha sadruf damya, the kedusha sadruf damya, so the Rambam in one opinion in case it's learned, that whenever kedusha sadruf, there can be chal on a davish lo bali yoylam. That's only the kedusha sadruf lamizbeach. But it's only kedusha sadruf. And there's going to be magdish, let's say an elephant is going to give birth. So I want to be magdish the blood of the elephant. What can you do with an elephant's blood? You can't be magdish the agabi and his death. We all send it off to the highest bidder, given from a zoo, whatever. And then they'll pay for it, and then we'll take the money and use it so that it's abai, so to buy his death, to buy carbonic, whatever. So if it's only kedusha zomim, whether kedusha zomim on his death, or kedusha zomim with derek abai, kedusha zomim cannot be chal on a dovish lobaliyot. That's the din that he's passing against Reb Meir. That you cannot be makna a davish lo baliyon, you cannot be magdish, you cannot be mekadesh an ishu who's not born yet a davish lo baliyon. But then the Rambam adds on, but even though you cannot be magdish a davish lo baliyon, but if you take a neder on a davish lo baliyon, the neder is chal. If the fellow takes a neder, not that he declares the elephant that will be born from this female elephant. The elephant that will be born to this female elephant should be Hegdish. I hereby declare that it should be Hegdish. It can only be Kedush Tzom, can't be Kedush Tzom, Guzman is there. So that the Rambam says is not Chal. What if I don't say Harei Zeh Hegdish? I say Harei Noider. I accept upon myself from Neder that if and when a blood will be born to this female elephant, I will donate it to Hegdish. And the Rambam says that you can do. So Harayim from Yaakov Avinu, they say, Kol Asher Titan Li, Aser Hashem Allah. He promises after his book, Vayir Yankiv Ner Alem. He takes a Ner on a Dovish Lob Aliyom. He's penniless now. He has absolutely no money at all. When he comes to Rachel Valeya, he has to apologize that he has no tachshitim, he has no rings, he has no nose rings. Like when Eliezer went for the Shidduch for Yitzchak, he was so rich and he came with presents, so Yankiv has to apologize, he has nothing. But he's still taking a Ner. If the Rebbe Shlomo will fulfill his promise to me and make me a rich man, I will give my success. The Rambam points out that you see that even though you cannot be magdish or davish lo baliyon or vitzonik b'shar zamin, unless it's through shaduf, but you can't take a neder that it should become hegdish when that you will give it to hegdish when it will be baliyon. The Lechem Mishnah points out that there is a bit of a contradiction in the Rambam. The Rambam has this been written twice. He has it once in Hilchot Derech and Bacharam by Hegdish, and then he has it once in Hilchot, I think in Hilchot Mechil and Hilchot Tzim Aton, I forgot. He quotes the same thing twice as I giving to Tzedakah, and in one place the Rambam writes that it's Chal Mitam Neder, that the Neder is binding upon you that when you make this money you will have to hand it over to Hegdish or to the Tzedakah. And the other place the Rambam writes is if the Neder were Chal, as if the Neder were Chal, not just if the neder was chal on the money, not that the neder was chal on the gavra, but I'm going to give it and hand it over. If the neder is chal on the money, so that when I earn the money, when the behemoth is born, it already belongs to itself, it already belongs to heaven. That's what the Lechem Mishnah points out. That. It seems to be a steal in the Rambam. The fastest is that it's not that the thing is chal on, it's that Kedusha is dominant, it's not a Kedusha Guf. Anything outside of Kedusha Guf from Mizbeach, you cannot make a halos on a dovish lo bodom. It isn't Kedusha Guf from Mizbeach, only the Rambam and one opinion in places. The fastest is not so. That itself is a wild chiddush. That Kedusha Guf Lamizdech is Chal on a Dovish Lo Baliyon. But the pashtus over here in the Rambam is that the neder is binding on me, that I have to deliver it to the Gizba later. When Lavan said, Malish Rozos Mitzvah Lachor Gamma is those, that the Yishalmi learns out from that pashtus, the Halacha of Emi Alim Simcha B'Simcha. That he's not allowed to marry the second wife during the Shuvah Me'amishta of the first one. That's the way to let Shabbat. The question is raised by Achreinim. We're learning out of din from Lavan. Lavan Harami. So the answer is that the Torah recorded it. So is that the whole answer or is that only half of the answer? Some Achronim point out a comment which is very interesting, that this is not necessarily the words of Lavan Harami. When the Torah quotes what Paro said and what Moshe Rabbeinu said and what Lavan said, the Torah is not quoting word for word necessarily. The Torah is paraphrasing what they said. The Torah is not telling them that everybody's speaking in Hebrew. If they found out sometimes didn't know Hebrew. So clearly the Torah is not quoting verbatim what he said. The question is the Torah even writing a literal translation of what he said? Or the Torah is just giving you the gist of what he said? It could well be that this is not, even though it's a spoke Hebrew, this is not necessarily a verbatim quotation of what he said. It could be that the Torah, from his book, he's dictating to Moshe Rabbeinu, and rewording what Lavan Harami said in order to be Maramisar, this halacha, let's say, we learn our dinim from the Nevuah of Bilam HaRasha also. That means that Bilam HaRasha had the Nevuah, these dinim. Bilam HaRasha had the dinim, the Nevuah. It doesn't necessarily mean like that. It means perhaps that the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote it over in the Chumash, not necessarily verbatim the exact way Bilam HaRasha said it. Maybe there's been some dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, a paraphrase of what he said. But we learn out the dinim from the way it was dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu. That's an interesting comment. I think a few Achrayim have that comment on this topic. Malish Rozov, when the Torah quotes people speaking and saying things, doesn't necessarily mean that that's what he said. Marshall said, Eliezer said, Ulaila said, Vahuishal Alechas Acharai Elorotazoi, Tehash Roshas Bincha. Rashi says, they liked sin. Ulai is missing a vav, they liked sin. What did he say? He said, Eli, Ulai, what's the result? The answer is, he said, actually, the Bible is wrong. He spoke Yiddish, but I don't know what he said. But the Torah writes it. He had this in the back of his mind, and the Torah writes it Chosavov to indicate that that's what he meant, that that's what he had in mind. But it doesn't necessarily mean that that's what he was saying. It's not necessarily a verbatim quotation. It's a paraphrase. I don't remember. I think the Maharshi says it. It's called Kitzre. I think it's a Rashash. I think it's a few Achrayim have this comment. I think they discuss it on this Malish Rozot. I think this is where they begin to discuss. Malish Rozot, Yitzhak Lefal Gam Rezot. So we learn that, Yishalmi learns out that any other principle is simple. Now, Bob Donnell has a famous comment that has become famous in our generation, all of a sudden. They made this Bob Donnell famous when later keeps on having one baby after the other, and Rachel Nebuch doesn't have any babies, but she cries to her husband, probably brought in the nine Mason Echi. Seems that I have a baby and it's not Mason Echi. What do you mean Mason Echi? So Rashi says, Mikan, Nishem, Lebonim, Koshim, to me. So the Abba Benel has a whole interesting shot. And then the person says, Vicha Af Yanked Birach, and he got angry at him. I thought it's awful punished him for getting angry. Kachon him is on Lukai. The way he wiped his crying heart out, you have to be considered. He can't scream back enough. So what was the Machlokes say between Yaakov and Rav? So the modern scholars at Stern College like to say over the Bar Benel on this front. Rabbi Bez Nalav Hashem is the one who told it to them, I think. So he said, the mitzvah of Farsim, he could always tell all the people about them. I think that Bar Benel and somebody else, two of them in Farsim, I think, had the same time. Bar Benel is a very good Jewish Chumash. If I'm not mistaken, the Sfona is just the kitzvah of the Bar Benel. The Sfona is not original. The Sfona is the kitzvah of the Bar Benel. All of his major things are found. And it, I think that Bardanel has on this passage the following comment, that she felt that the only purpose of a woman is to give birth to babies. To see how much to give birth to children. So she says, Havali brought it in my end, may sound early. If I don't have any babies, so I'm choshev kinei, the whole function of a wife is only to have babies. And Yankee got angry at her and he said, not true. The function of a woman in this world is not only to have babies. But now the question is, do you put in the word not only to have babies? Or not at all to have babies? There's nothing to do. You don't have to have any babies at all. You can become a career woman and so on. That's the question. So, so the Abba Benel says that that's what he got angry at her, that she had this backward notion, something like that, the sole function of a wife is to have babies. And Yaakov said, no, to be a companion to your husband, to be a religious woman, to do all that is Hashem. She can exist as a wonderful woman, as a wife, so she won't be a mother. So doesn't that truly mean that her function as a woman is not being fulfilled? That she said, Havali Bona Di Mayan, Mesa and Earthy. If I don't have any children, I'm considered like dead. But Yicha, he got angry at him. No, he said, Atachas Elokim on Earthy. He screamed at her, it's not in my control. Obviously, you're not able to have children. So what do you want me to do? I'm not a doctor. What do you want me to do? But he screamed at her. So what was he really angry about? And the Rabbanah said, he was angry at her approach to life.
that she felt that the only purpose of a married woman is to have children, and it's not true. That's not the only purpose. You have to check what the Gemara has to say about that. The Gemara in the end of time says, "Ein isha ela l'banim." The Gemara has another great thing, "Isha ela l'yofi and isha ela l'tachshitim." The Gemara is telling us what the function of a married woman is. You have to see what the Gemara has to say about that. The Mishnah of Kibbutz. Think Mark says that? I don't know. Yeah. Yisachar was given his name because of Safas Chaticha B'Dudoyim B'Li. So there's a big dispute among Achrayim, very strange dispute, how to pronounce the name Yisachar. Were they supposed to be pronounced Yisachar or Yisachar? Is it a Kriya Ksiv? Is it Rashi and Diva Yomim, which is supposed to not be written by Rashi? Kirish Rashi and Diva Yomim is written by someone else. So there's a Rashi in the Rayam where I think he says that Yisachar is a Kriya Ksiv. If it's a Kriya Ksiv, of course, then you pronounce it Yisachar. And if it's a Kriya Ksiv, then when you write a Ksuba, you write a Get, and you write it with one sin. Yud Sin Chafresh. Kriya Ksiv is a din in the Sefer Torah. That's not a din in how you write the name. Unless the guy always signs his name like that. But the guy always signs his name, Yud Sin Shin Chafresh. That's the way he writes it, so that's the way you write it. But he doesn't know how to write it. He doesn't know how to write. He just knows how to speak. Or he writes in English. He never... His name is Jack. He gets married. They call him Yisachar. He never writes. He never writes his name Yisachar. But then the question is, when he gets married, when he gets divorced, how do you write the name Yisachar? With one shin or with two shins? So if it's a Greek Greek, then the post can say you should write it with one shin. And the other post can say, no, that it's not a Greek Greek, that it's supposed to be pronounced Yisachar. If you pronounce it, Yisachar. The famous Siddhish Rebbe, the Bnei Yisachar, is supposed to be noted for this. So he said also it should be pronounced Yisachar. That's what he called his sefer, Bnei Yisachar. Some places they had a minig, Rabbi, they claimed that in Balozhin had that minig, that up until Pashas Pinchas they learned Yisachar, and from Pinchas Tan they learned Yisachar. It's based on the Daz who came in Achumus, that... who had a son whose name was Yov? Yisachar. Yisachar had a son whose name was Yov Shimron. His name was Yov. Yov was the name of an Avodah Zorah. So after a long time he realized that it's not a name that he should have given his son. So the Medrash says that he took out a shin from his name, Yisachar, and he gave it to his son. So he changed his son's name, and he changed his son's name after a while, and he called his son Yoshu. And Parshas Pinchas, in the midst of the children of Yisachar, it mentions for the first time the name Yoshu, whereas before the name is mentioned as Yov. So from Pinchasan, when he gave over the shin to his son Yov to call his name Yoshu, from then on he called him Yisachar. And up until Pinchas, he called him Yisachar, because his name really had two things. Differently, Hogan, others have a meaning only in Parshas Bereishis. Some have a meaning, you always say Yisachar, some have a Kriya. It's not a Shalom meaning, it's a Shalom din. You always name Yisachar, you always read Yisachar, and some have this compromise. Up until Parshas Pinchas, and from Pinchasan, you say Yisachar.
With
the first time, some seem to like it only the first time. So the first time says Sochas Chaticho. Really, you really should be Lainer. It's the only really a big question. If Rashi says that the Yom, the fourth Rashi, the Tzula Rashi says that if it's the Tzir, the world that everything is Yisach. Nothing is Yisach. So if you're going to do Fakir from that Meforish and the Yom, at least you should do it twice. Didn't only do it once, you do it twice. The Lashon HaPasuk is very awkward. Tuv Nemari points out that the Pasuk says regarding Vayar Hashem Kisno Le Vayistach Esrachma V'Rachel HaKaro First Kof Tes Pasuk Laman Aleph. Yiftach has Rachma. Hashem opened up the Rechem, opened up the womb of Leah, but Rachel Akor, Rachel remained in Akor. Very strange. And later it says, Yiftach Hashem is Rachma, when Rachel is about to have a day, Yiftach Hashem is Rachma. So the Dudna Magid point says, a very modern Lashon HaPasuk. Normally, the Derech HaTeva, all the women are able to have babies. So if you want to say that Hashem intervened and changed something, so it should say, Yiftach Hashem is Rachma. It should say, Vayar Hashem Kisnu Alei, Yiftach has Rachma. He intervened, and he caused her to have the ability to have a baby. But there has to have, everybody has a baby. She'd say, by Yahushan Kisnu Leah, by Yizgur's Rechem Rachel, The Leia, Yolda. Leia was normal, Rachel was unusual. Rachel was the one who was unusual. Why does it say that Hashem intervened when he made Leia, he gave Leia the ability to have a baby? The Rachel Akara should be named in Akara. It's not supposed to be named in Akara. Then later, when she finally has the baby, Yosei, it says, Vayifta Hashem is Rachel again. The Magi gave a whole marshal on the pizza, the upshot of it was based on the Gemara. But the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the all the time Gemara to be Akorim and Akora. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted them to daven to have children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the Sabbath of the Orson Shal Sadiq. So really, Rachel and Leah were both Imahos. The Regim Alavos and Dalai Imahos. So all seven, the three Avos and the Dalai Imahos, were all Akorim and Akora. So really, the Kalal should have been. No one should be able to have any baby children. That's why all the different. That's what the Gemara said. Mm-hmm. But the other Gemara was supposed to be Akkar. Then Akkar is both intervened. But Yitzchak and Rachman, he gave Leah the ability to have a baby. So Rachel Akkar should remain in Akkar as the plan was. She's one of the Gemara. She's supposed to be in Akkar. And later when she finally has Yosei, it says Hashem intervened again. It changed her status. Even though she started off as being in Akkar because she's one of the Gemara. And then he gave her the ability to have a baby. Up until that time, I mean, up until the time that Andy Shmuel, they were both. Well, he was an orphan and she was an orphan. Then they kept on davening and davening. So Hashem answered his prayers and didn't answer her prayers. That's how the Gemara says in the Gemara. It's different in Hagi which Haftarah to say this Shabbos. Some have the Haftarah of Shabbos Shuvah. Shuvi Solar Hashem Lakecha. And that Haftarah is that one of the Sukkim reads, Asher b'cho yuruchal yosom, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who has Rachmanis on the Yisraelim. So the Rishonim all point out that Abaye in the Gemara had a double name, Nachmeni. And apparently his real name was Nachmeni. And we used to call him Abaye as a nickname. So the Rishonim have a dispute, what kind of a nickname is Abaye? So Rashi writes one shot and Yoruch writes another shot. If you look in the Seder Ador, it's close to him on the Rabbi's name. So some Rishonim say that his father died before he was, when his mother was pregnant, and his mother died at birth when he was born, and he had no mother nor father at all. He was raised by his uncle, Rabbi Ban Nachmeni. So his name was Nachmeni, he should have a Nechama, because he was a Yosom, I thought it was also him in Achim De'Avelim, and Rabbi, the uncle who was raising him, didn't want to call him Nachmeni, that was his father's name. His name is Rabbi Ban Nachmeni, so he didn't want to call his nephew, whom he was raising by the same name as his father. Some say that he used to call him, so that's why he called him the nickname Abai. So what did he pick the nickname Abai? So he mentioned, some of them say that Abaye really is Abba, Abaye, Tatimu. My father's name is Nachmeni, and you have the same name as my father, so he called him Tatimu, Abaye, Abaye. The other Shem say, no, that's the name Abaye, the Rashi Tevet, based on this quote, Asher B'chol Yerucham Yosef. His real name really was Nachmeni. Okay. Have a good Shabbos, everybody. Sunday we start, Sunday this place, normal. Yeah, okay, well. Okay, Sunday we start on that new day for an hour for that.
Parshas Vayetzi, Malachim, Malachim O'olim V'yordim on the Sulam, the Chaloyim that Yaakov Avinu had. Why would the Malachim first going up and then going down? The Gemara is bothered with the Kasha. Usually we visualize that the angels are in heaven. The angels are supposed to come down first, then go up. So Rashi and the Medrash and the Gemara have different commentaries, different shots. So the Gemara Chulin, Perigid Anasha has one interpretation. Medrash has it also, that the Malachim went up to heaven to look at the Kisei HaKovet. Because the Gemara says, the Pasuk says in the Novi Yeshaya, I don't understand what this means, look what it says, that the Kisei HaKovet has four images engraved on it. One is the image of a lion, one is the image of an eagle, one is the image of a kruv, a baby face, and one is the image of Adam, a human face. So whose human face is there? So the Gemara says the image of Yaakov Avinu. Why his face is a whole discussion. Siddush is from the Kabbalah, from why Yaakov Avinu's image. But the Gemara has this interpretation. The Malachim went up to see the Kisei HaKovet. They were in heaven, not they weren't going from the earth. They were oilim, they went up higher than heaven to see what's doing on the Kisei HaKovet. They looked at the image of Yankov. Then they went down to see Yankov Avinu, and they saw that it didn't correspond. That he's not the same as on the Kisei HaKovet. Ubik shalahargo, and they wanted to kill him. And that's where the next pasuk says, Vehini Hashem Litzavolo, to protect the Yankov Avinu from the Malachim, they wanted to kill him. What's the interpretation that he didn't, that his image didn't correspond So the image on the Kippur, Akolatah, Abchaim Valojana has a famous comment in Nefesh HaChaim, and it's a Musa Sefer, so he writes, based on a Zohar, that in Parsha Shmois, the Chumash says that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to Moshe Rabbeinu in the burning bush in Misneh, that he saw that Moshe was coming nearby, so he said, Moshe, Moshe, he called him. So his name appears twice. Vayomer Moshe Moshe Vayomer Hineni. So there's no psik. He read it Moshe Moshe, and by the Akedah it says when Avram was about to shech his son, so the Malach called from heaven and he said Abraham Abraham Vayomer Hineni. So there it says Abraham Abraham, and it's, in the printed Chumash there's a line of psik to indicate that it's supposed to pause in between the first Abraham and the second Abraham. So the Zohar points this out, that by Abraham Abraham psik to Gavay there is a psik, and by Moshe Moshe there's no psik to Gavay. What is the significance of pointing this out? So Chaim Volozhin has a famous drush he has in his Nefesh HaChaim, and he has in his Ruach Chaim. Ruach Chaim is a sefer on Pirkei Avos. He repeats everything that he wrote in Nefesh HaChaim and the order that it appears on Pirkei Avos. It has all the drushes again. But he writes a whole arichas. He says that every person was created with a certain type of a neshama, with a certain ability, with certain potential. And in heaven, if you look in the books in heaven, you can see what that potential is. So the Malachim came to see whether Yaakov Avinu had fulfilled his potential. Who fulfills that potential? Nobody fulfills their potential. We take all of the kishrenes, all of the koiches that the Rebbeinu Shalom gives us, and we waste them. The only one who really fulfilled his whole potential was Moshe Rabbeinu. That when his name appears twice in the Chumash, Moshe, Moshe, lo psik b'gavei. The first Moshe represents the Moshe Lamaila, and the second Moshe represents the Moshe Lamata, and it's identical. It's the same Moshe Rabbeinu that he was supposed to, that he had the ability to develop into. That's what he did develop into. That's what they say in the name of Rabbi Chana Lassman quotes in the name of Bali Musa. And why is it that Moshe Rabbeinu is called Vayomashah Moshe Eved Hashem? Why is it called Eved Hashem? Because in Eved, the Radak writes on Sefer Yeshua, and Moshe Rabbeinu Eved Hashem, that Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabba, whatever the Eved has, everything that he has belongs to the Rab. So Moshe Rabbeinu, all the Koichas and all the Kishrenes, everything that he had, he gave over to the Rebbeinu Shalom. He developed all of his potential, not on different routes, everything he gave to the Rebbeinu Shalom that he had. The Moshe Rabbeinu is loy psik begav because the Moshe Shalemayla and the Moshe Shalemata corresponded. But no, most other people, even if they're great tzaddikim, they don't really correspond, they don't really live up to their potential. They're not really full avodim in the sense of kol mashe kona v'kona ram. So that's why by Avraham Avinu it says Avraham Avraham, and there's a psik begav that there's a merchok, that there's a hevdel between the Avraham Shalemayla and the Avraham Shalemata. He didn't, right, they didn't make it. So that's what the Rabbi Chaim says, that's what the Gemara means to say. The Malachim were Oilim v'Yordim. They went up to heaven to see what was the potential of Yaakov Avinu. Then they came down and they said, Dosei Tzadik, he didn't live up to his potential. The Big Shul HaHargoy, so the Rabbi Shalom HaRachmanis, so he said, Hinei Hashem Nitzavolo, he's going to defend. Okay.